Hey, happy Friday to you with Prairie Public Music News. I am Eric Dethridge. It's always an event when Canadian candy-coated power pop supergroup The New Pornographers put out something new. It's album numero 8 for A.C. Newman, Nico Case & Company. It's called In the Morse Code of Brake Lights. I like that title. It's out September 27th. The lead single, Falling Down the Stairs of Your Smile, has just what you'd want from a New Pornographers tune. Hand claps, hummable melodies, warm bass tones, and the up front and center harmonizing of Newman and Nico. They'll be playing First Ave in Minneapolis on October 1st. Thomas Jerome Newton. That name ring a bell? Well, if you're old and obscure enough to remember David Bowie starring as a crash-landed alien posing as a human in an attempt to save his own planet, which is dehydrated and in bad need of the Earth's water, then you, of course, know The Man Who Fell to Earth, the 1976 classic sci-fi flick based on the Walter Tevis novel of the same name. Well, it's being turned into a TV show that'll air on one of CBS's many platforms at an undetermined date. With an undetermined cast. Of note, the recently passed Rip Torn co-starred in the film, which was Bowie's first starring role. He later said of it that even though he was so jacked up on cocaine, he felt insecure and as alien as the character he played. Legend. Well, I don't know about you, but Friday seems like the perfect day for a taco. And Vampire Weekend, I think, would agree with you. The Brooklyn Punk Meets World Music Boys, who are now based in Los Angeles, are partnering with Home State, a restaurant in their adopted hometown, for the socially conscious vegetarian weekend, tacos and fajitas. They feature shiitake mushrooms, red and yellow bell peppers, some cilantro, guac, some cheese. No horchata, though. You'll have to bring your own. Proceeds will benefit the LA chapter of PATH, People Assisting the Homeless. Well, on this day in music history, August 2nd, 1976, the guy who provided those psychotic laughs on Dark Side of the Moon, Pink Floyd's road manager Peter Putty Watts, died of a heroin overdose. The Clash put out Bank Robber in 1980, great song that, and James Jamerson, bassist for Motown's house band The Funk Brothers, who appeared on countless number one hits, died of liver issues in 1983. Birthdays today, one of two surviving members of the band, along with Robbie Robertson, innovative keyboardist Garth Hudson. Kind of comedic 80s singer-songwriter Mojo Nixon, who gave us gems like Don Henley Must Die and Bring Me the Head of David Geffen. Butch Vig of Garbage, he produced Nirvana's Nevermind 2. And Lee Mavers of The Laws. Remember, There She Goes and Here I Go, off into the wild blue yonder. That is a wrap for music news. Hey, if you dig what you hear, sign up for our podcast. Just go to Apple, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcast and search Prairie Public Music News, and I'll come directly to you, or at least to your phone. Hey, I'm Eric Dethridge. Have yourself a great weekend and rock on.